ask several members of the Cedars of Chapel Hill what they like best about living there. We ask their children, too. Here's what Francis George had to say.
Last year, my mom and dad were living in Michigan, and my father was in very poor health at the time, and we were all really worried about him. I was watching the attention that he was getting at the hospital, and they said, well, we've done all that we can. We have to discharge you, and here's a list of nursing homes that you can take him to in case mom can't handle him. And I said, that's it. I got them down to the Cedars, and the staff attended to all of his needs, and mom didn't have to worry about making meals or cleaning the house or getting transportation or driving around. She could just focus on dad and his recovery. And within a few short weeks, everything turned completely around. I think it was a miracle. Dad regained his health and his independence. I never dreamed I would see my parents so active and vibrant and engaged in life again. I'm really glad that I chose the Cedars.
Thanks, Francis. To learn more about the Cedars lifestyle, visit cedarsofchapelhill.com.
Hour on America in the Morning. And this year, I resolve to bring you more reports like this from Steve Kastenbaum.
So you made a list, and you are determined. This is the year that you are going to improve yourself in some way, make some grand gesture of kindness, or just follow through on something. In Times Square last night, Dave Filbert said he often makes a New Year's resolution.
It's a typical boring, you know, lose weight, you know, maybe lose 10 pounds, try to be nicer to the siblings and the wife.
And how did it work out?
Well, you know, good for a couple weeks, and then it goes back to normal.
Jennifer Cord tries to set off in the new year on the right foot with a list. What kind of resolutions have you done in the past?
Work less, eat right, and exercise.
And how did it play out as the year went on?
Not good. It lasted about 2 weeks.
That's why Matt Fellows doesn't bother with it.
No, I don't believe in those.
How come?
You know, if I want to, you know, do something later on in the year, I'll just put my mind to it.
About 45% of us woke up this morning and set off to make a change, according to the University of Scranton's Journal of Clinical Psychology. Top five New Year's resolutions: lose weight, get organized, spend less and save more, enjoy life to the fullest, and get in shape or healthy. We're good at making the list. We're just terrible on the follow-through. According to the journal, only 8% of New Year's resolutions are successful. So if you already broke your resolution today, don't sweat it. Steve Kastenbaum, New York.
12 before the hour, and here's Jim Forsyth with somebody who seems just a bit too darned resolved.
While running a marathon every 2 days sounds like a lot for most people, it's been an off year for Larry Macon. He ran a Guinness record 255 marathons last year.
It's a lot of fun, and it's a great way to distract yourself when you're becoming so old that you shouldn't be allowed out in the street at night.
It's not unusual for Macon to run two marathons in 1 day. Once he ran four marathons in a weekend. Jim Forsyth, San Antonio.
His resolution this year, I hope it's pig out. His body fat percentage is lower than his blood alcohol level. Larry Macon needs more bacon. And right now, our check of sports. And good morning to John Stolness.
Good morning, Jim. If it's New Year's, that must mean enough college football bowl games to choke a small horse. Yesterday, there were three big matchups, starting with the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl in Atlanta, in which number 6 TCU routed number 9 Ole Miss 42-3. Then in the Vizio Fiesta Bowl played in Arizona, number 20 Boise State upset number 10 Arizona, playing in their home state, 38-30. And then the nightcap, number 12 Georgia beat number 9 Mississippi State 49-34 in the Capital One Orange Bowl in Miami. And now on to today's five marquee bowl matchups, including the first two playoff games in college football history. But first, at noon Eastern time in the Outback Bowl, number 18 Wisconsin takes on number 19 Auburn. At 12:30 Eastern, it's the Goodyear Cotton Bowl featuring number 5 Baylor against number 8 Michigan State. And at 1 o'clock Eastern, it's the Buffalo Wild Wings Citrus Bowl pitting number 16 Missouri against number 25 Minnesota. But those contests just whet your appetite for the final two games of the day. In the first playoff semifinal, the Pac-12 champion Oregon Ducks, ranked number 2, take on the defending champs number 3 Florida State in the Rose Bowl in Pasadena. The Seminoles have won 29 straight games, yet come into the playoffs behind 2 1-loss teams, Oregon and Alabama. Go figure. That game gets underway at 5 o'clock Eastern. Then in the second playoff semifinal, those Alabama Crimson Tide, ranked number 1, take on the Big Ten champs Ohio State, ranked 4th in the country, in the All-State Sugar Bowl. Kickoff is at 8:30 p.m. Eastern. The winners of those two semifinal matchups will meet for the national championship game on Monday, January 12th. NFL news, the dawning of a new year is also the dawning of a new era for the Buffalo Bills, unexpectedly. They need a new head coach. Doug Marrone, in just his second year coaching the Bills, has opted out of his contract and is now a free agent to sign with any other team. Speculation has the Bronx native heading to the New York Jets, who just fired Rex Ryan earlier this week. Marrone led Buffalo to a 9-7 record, their first winning record since 2004. The NHL's marquee matchup, the Winter Classic, played every New Year's Day, could see its start time pushed back today because of good weather. The matchup between the Washington Capitals and Chicago Blackhawks at Nationals Park is slated to start at 1 o'clock Eastern, but the forecast calls for a strong sun, which could cause a dangerous glare on the ice that could either push back the start time of the game or force a delay once the game starts. NBA action from last night. The Cleveland Cavaliers were without their two biggest stars, LeBron James and Kevin Love, and it showed. They fell to the Milwaukee Bucks 96-80. James has a sore left knee, and he missed his second game in a row yesterday. Kevin Love was out with back spasms. It was Cleveland's fourth loss in their last five games. In other action from around the NBA, Houston beat Charlotte 102-83. The Clippers beat the Knicks 99-78. It was Indiana 106, Miami 95. Boston beat Sacramento 106-84. Oklahoma City beat Phoenix 137-134 in overtime. And San Antonio edged New Orleans again in overtime 95-93. In top 25 action on the college hardwood last night, Seton Hall upset number 15 St. John's 78-67. It was number 2 Duke over Wofford 84-55. Number 4 Wisconsin beat Penn State 89-72. Number 6 Villanova remained undefeated. They beat Butler 67-55. Number 9 Iowa State took care of Mississippi Valley State 83-33. It was number 18 Oklahoma over George Mason 61-43. And number 16 Wichita State beating Drake 66-58. And in baseball news, the Phillies made a New Year's Eve deal with the Cincinnati Reds, sending outfielder Marlon Byrd to Cincinnati in exchange for minor league pitcher Ben Lively. And on the ice last night, the Islanders beat Winnipeg 5-2. It was Tampa Bay 5, Buffalo 1. The Rangers took care of Florida 5-2. Toronto beat Boston in a shootout 4-3. It was Pittsburgh 2, Carolina 1. Columbus over Minnesota 3-1. Detroit beat New Jersey by that same score 3-1. Dallas shut out Arizona 6-0. San Jose kept Anaheim scoreless. They won 3-0. Colorado edged Philadelphia 4-3 in overtime. And Calgary beat Edmonton in overtime by that same score 4-3. And that's your look at sports.
All righty, John Stolos right there at 7 before the hour. Next on America in the Morning, an ice grown-up after these messages.
Here's a plan to keep your diesel fuel from gelling when the temperature drops below 30 degrees. Plan A is to add a white bottle of Power Service Diesel Fuel Supplement plus C10 Boost every time you fill up. It prevents fuel from gelling and protects against fuel filter icing. But if your fuel has already gelled, it's time for Plan B. Add a red bottle of Power Service Diesel 911 to restore the flow of fuel and get your engine running again. Learn more at powerservice.com. Get Power Service at auto and farm and ranch stores nationwide.
Geico Motorcycle presents Reflections from the Road.
Let me tell you, the road is a much more relaxing place since I switched to Geico Motorcycle Insurance and started saving money. With that taken care of, now I can think about deep, important things. Like how come it's a pair of pants when there's only one of them? A real brain teaser. But hey, at least saving money with Geico Motorcycle is as easy as pie. What does that mean, anyway?
Geico Motorcycle Insurance. See how much you could save.
The rugged Samsung Galaxy S5 Active, exclusively from AT&T, stands up to most everything. Falls into the shallow end? No problem. Falls into a mud puddle? A-OK. Falls into a deep fryer? That's a no-no. Drop it in a mop bucket? Fine. Drop it in the chili con queso? No problemo. Drop it in a garbage disposal? Yeah, that's a problem. Rain shower? No biggie. Meteor shower? That would be a... No.
AT&T, mobilizing your world. Make the most of this school year and get the Samsung Galaxy S5 Active for zero down with AT&T Next. Exclusive to AT&T, the Galaxy S5 Active is engineered for your active lifestyle. Visit att.com or store for details.
Device meets military standards for water and shock resistance, submersible to 3 feet for 30 minutes, rinse residue shock resistant for drops or falls less than 4 feet on flat surface. AT&T Next requires qualified installment agreement, credit, and wireless service. Taxes, other charges, and restrictions apply.
Five before the hour on America in the Morning.
Reporter's Notebook.
This is Barry Bagnato. At the end of a year of new medical challenges, especially Ebola, there's good news about the fight against a far more common illness. Over the past two decades, more than 1.5 million cancer deaths have been averted in the U.S., according to a new American Cancer Society report. Death rates are declining in every state, although the decreases have been greatest in the Northeast and smallest in the South. They've dropped more than a third for breast cancer, by nearly half for prostate and colorectal cancers. Among men, lung cancer deaths have fallen 36%. Despite sharp smoking declines, that type remains especially dangerous, however. It's one of the top three cancer killers for both men and women. During the coming year, it's estimated overall there will be nearly 1.7 million new cancer cases and 589,000 deaths due to the disease. But this report provides solid evidence that the chances of surviving it have never been greater. Barry Bagnato, CBS News, Washington.
Four before the hour, now Adam Painter. And some seasonal art.
Ice shards everywhere. The chainsaw is Patrick Comer's favorite part. He's a second-year student in the culinary arts program at Missoula College.
It's a lot warmer in a kitchen, that's for sure. And plus, you know, you do a little bit more knife skills, and this time we're kind of doing a little shizzling and got chainsaws all over the place.
With the brutal Arctic air inundating the valley, it made it too cold for the 8-foot-long block of ice to temper. That creates a higher chance of chipping, cracking. Despite the challenges, it's easy for this crew to crack a smile.
It's fun. I mean, how many people can say they helped make a huge ice sculpture?
Oh, it's just fun. It's art. It's a cool medium to work with. And the people are all right, too.
The colder the air, the harder the ice. And at single-digit temperatures, it's tough for these chefs to work in the desired amount of detail.
We have to use chainsaws, and then we have a little round circular chainsaw. We also have Dremel tools, and then we have a bunch of chisels, too.
A hot tool out here, the iron, to pack in some snow and smooth out the kinks. In some minds, you've got to be riding the crazy train to stand outside all day carving ice.
Well, you kind of have to be hardcore to stand out here when it's 0 degrees. Also, it's a lot about art and creativity, and then just being able to wield a chainsaw is kind of, you know, that's a good skill to have.
Yeah. Well, there you have it. That's the sound of the men working on the chain gang. You betcha. Happy New Year, all. Incidentally, speaking of lines of work, in Riverside, California, police have arrested Cesar Santana with a calf in the back of his car. They're not making cattle rustlers like they used to, are they? President George H.W. Bush celebrated his 90th birthday this year by skydiving, but Eleanor Cunningham of Howes Cave, New York, started skydiving at 90 and recently jumped out of a perfectly good airplane on her 100th birthday. How about that? And the man didn't know the woman, but called her and asked her out anyway. What was really intriguing was that when Stephen Ramsey asked the Naples, Florida 911 operator if she was into handcuffs. That should do it for America in the Morning for Thursday, January 1st, New Year's Day, 2015. Our producer is Tom Dallack. I'm Jim Bohannon. We're at jimbotalk.net. This is Westwood One.
This holiday season, Subway is saying thanks with customer appreciation. The 6-inch meatball marinara and the 6-inch cold cut combo are now $2 each. Subway, eat fresh. Great deals are here to help with holiday shopping needs. Visit ourlocaldeal.com to shop our hot holiday deals page and save at least half off now through December 31st. One of the many merchants you'll find is Tar Heel Photo Booth. Purchase photo booth rental and props for your next event or party. You can choose from two options at over half off. Photo booth rentals are perfect for any occasion, and they make a great gift for someone planning an upcoming wedding, reunion, birthday party, or corporate event. Capture some epic moments with Tar Heel Photo Booth. Find the hot holiday deals page at ourlocaldeal.com.
6 o'clock.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360.
CBS News, I'm Gary Nunn. It's being described as a stampede in Shanghai overnight. At least 35 people are dead, 47 injured, 13 in serious condition. During a New Year's Eve celebration, Wall Street Journal reporter James Arete is there.
Something sparks a movement in this crowd, which was very, very tightly squeezed together, and people fell down and were crushed to death.
Officials say the incident may have been caused by people scrambling to pick up what appeared to be money tossed from a building overlooking the city's Bund waterfront district. At the Vatican, Pope Francis praying for blessings for what he called the entire human family. His first public ceremony of the year. More than a million people shivered as they jammed New York City's Times Square. 28 degrees, but it felt like the teens. CBS's Mara Rubin was there.
Taylor Swift wowed the crowd with her performance just before midnight. A minute before midnight, Mayor Bill de Blasio sent the Times Square ball down the 70-foot pole. At midnight, New York, New York blasted in Times Square, and the crowd, despite the cold, enjoyed every minute of the New Year's Eve party.
Definitely an experience. It's a bucket list thing to come here and be in Times Square and watch the ball drop.
Mayor Rubin, CBS News, New York.
A winter storm has brought freezing temperatures to much of the Southwest. Ice and snow have sent shivers through a wide section of that region. More than four dozen people trapped trying to drive through the Santa Ana Mountains. Bill Pullman had to abandon his car, hitching a ride with the California Highway Patrol.
I wasn't scared, but in the same token, after a while, I was freezing cold. My car was running low on fuel.
Four people were injured in Pasadena overnight, where strong winds downed several tents during preparations for the Rose Bowl parade. Afghan troops are now responsible for their nation's security. The combat mission by the U.S.-led coalition has ended.
Security in Afghanistan is now up to its 350,000-strong military, which is being tested by an increasingly organized Taliban insurgency. Although the U.S.-led coalition formally ended its combat mission, about 13,000 mostly American troops are remaining for 2 years to train Afghan forces. The transition didn't start well. Afghan army mortar shells killed at least 20 civilians and wounded scores of others attending a wedding party in Helmand Province.
CBS's Larry Miller at the Foreign Desk in London. A new CareerBuilder.com survey finds the outlook for jobs in the new year more optimistic.
Small businesses and hard-hit sectors like manufacturing and construction are all experiencing positive trends. It's not just those industries like information technology and healthcare that have done well post-recession. So I think those are encouraging signs.
CBS's Career builder Jennifer Glass, a Qatar Airways flight from New York to Doha, was forced to make an unscheduled landing in Manchester, England because of a disruptive passenger. Police arrested a man who was restrained earlier by a flight attendant. This is CBS News.
And now, for Geico's stuff found in your car, we go inside your backseat vent.
Hello, the French fry by the pink crayon. Last week I was king of the car seat, and then your kid's favorite song stopped and boom, meltdown. Remember, it took you 15 minutes to clean up. 15 minutes you could have spent switching to Geico and saving hundreds of dollars on your car insurance. Please find us. If it gets any hotter, Pinky over there is going to have a different kind of meltdown.
Geico. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance. Visit geico.com today.
Ugh, cold winter weather. It makes my skin so dry, itchy, and irritated. Can I get some help, please, for this winter skin of mine?
Cortisone 10 Intensive Healing has the strongest non-prescription itch medicine available. Its seven moisturizers help heal skin, so you'll stop itching and start feeling relief fast.
Ah, my skin feels like it's been on vacation, even with 10 inches of snow outside.
Itch-free, worry-free, Cortisone 10. Use as directed.
Brain cancer has killed an Emmy and Tony-winning actor whose career spanned 40 years.
Edward Herman was on the stage in many movies, on TV for decades, frequently playing Franklin Delano Roosevelt and doing countless commercial and historical documentary narrations.
1776. At a secret location along the French coast, a shipment is being prepared.
He just loved to work, and everywhere he went, on every set he worked on, he was treated like a king, based on how kind and a decent man he was, and as significantly, what an accomplished actor he was.
Robbie Cass was his manager and a longtime friend. Edward Herman was 71. Tom Foti, CBS News.
Some babies born today will not get the attention of other infants who come into the world on January 1st. Community Health Systems recently ordered its 207 facilities to stop publicizing the first baby of the year, citing the risk for potential abductions and identity theft. Going on CBS News.
Geico presents Fan Mail to a Pig.
Dear Maxwell, first off, hope you are well. And I am. Seems like all you do is promote Geico's web and app abilities. And while I really enjoyed your last commercial where you talked about how I could take a photo of my VIN number and add it to my account all via my Geico app, I've got to think it doesn't leave you much time for anything else. Do tell. Sincerely, Miranda Morgan. Well, Miranda, thank you for asking. And this Geico spokespig does have time to do other things. For instance, I do love
VIN scanning to add a car. Just a tap away on the Geico app.
As a retired teacher, I look for ways to save money for the things I love, like traveling the world. Medicare plans change each year. Fortunately, my HealthMart pharmacist helped me understand my insurance, saving me money on prescriptions. And they can help you, too. My pharmacist cares about my health and the things I love, whatever that might be.
HealthMart, caring for you and about you. Visit HealthMart.com for the locally owned pharmacy near you.
This morning on WCHL, a local sports reporter shares his thoughts on WCHL about Wednesday's news that three UNC employees are gone in the wake of the Weinstein investigation and wonders if there will be more.
Frankly, I've talked to some coaches who just don't believe that UNC coaches didn't know what was going on.
A phone scammer claiming to be a deputy or officer of the Orange County Sheriff's Department warrant squad is telling potential victims that they may have missed jury or a court date. And we've reached the end of 2014, and we'll have another look at our year in review with number 7 on our list of newsmakers in our local community. In WCHL Championship Sports, Georgia Tech and TCU make a statement on New Year's Eve, while today will be a historic day in the annals of college football. All that and more right here on the first edition of 2015 of the WCHL Morning News.
This is 97.9 FM and 1360 AM WCHL, Chapel Hill Carrboro's news, talk, and Tar Heel station. WCHL's Morning News with Ron Stutz begins now.
Good morning. It is 6:07 and 28 degrees on New Year's Day, the first day of 2015. And thank you for joining us here on the WCHL Thursday Morning News. I'm Jeff Hamlin, substituting for Rod Stutz. Barry Jacobs, a local sports reporter who serves as an Orange County commissioner, shared some of his thoughts with WCHL about Wednesday's news that three UNC employees are gone in the wake of the Weinstein investigation.
First, sympathy for the people who are losing jobs, and I guess you would say approval of the fact that the university is trying to get its house in order, because whatever else we've seen, it's that people were not operating within the parameters that they had agreed to operate within and that the university had committed itself to upholding.
He says he only knows one of three employees that have left the university, former faculty chair Jan Boxel, who was fired in October. She is appealing that decision. Jacob says he has high regard for her.
I know from interviewing her several times, she cares a lot about the student athletes. She felt very strongly that some of the student athletes were brought into the university and not given an adequate opportunity to advance to a degree, that they were brought in already academically over their heads, and that there were not sufficient support systems in place to help them achieve.
He added that some people, including Boxel, apparently tried to help young student athletes in a way that were more than what was appropriate. On the subject of UNC coaching staffs, Jacob says they shouldn't escape all accountability for the academic scandal.
Frankly, I've talked to some coaches who just don't believe that UNC coaches didn't know what was going on. I'm talking about people who are their competitors, but also their contemporaries. They just do not believe that UNC coaches did not know.
Jacob says the fault isn't entirely with UNC, but with the larger system in place for college athletes.
There was the New York Times front page story today quoting a tweet from the starting quarterback for Ohio State saying, and I'm paraphrasing, why do I have to go to class? I'm here to play football. I'm not here to play academics. And the more we go in that direction, and we're going, the more pressure it puts on the institutions that participate to make sure that they're still adhering to certain standards.
We'll have the entire conversation with Barry Jacobs. He talked with WCHL's Danny Hooley, and you can hear that anytime you want on our website. That's at chapelboro.com. A jury duty scam. That's next. WCHL News Time at 6:10.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, while you've been out helping people make life-changing decisions, I've been thinking about how people find a house or an agent.
Sammy Martin, all business all the time. You know, I've been thinking about it too. People used to look at the newspaper and pick up their rotary phone, but no more, right? Billboards seem to be making a comeback.
No, they're not. People go to real estate websites. They register and read what some formula says a home is worth. Then the unsolicited calls and emails start. These sites do the best they can, but our business is about a lot more than numbers. We know the market. They use algorithms.
If an agent wants to be considered an expert in the local market by any of these sites, all they need is a credit card. Every single agent at Franklin Street Realty has lived and worked in Chapel Hill for at least 20 years. That's what expertise is about.
Use the internet for what it's worth, preferably our site. But then call someone who can help you make sense of it all.
Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
Every Tuesday morning, Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill partners with WCHL and local animal shelters to present WCHL's Adopt a Pet. Come to Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Metamont Village for premium pet food and treats and a grooming spa experience for your furry friend. This month, be sure to book a grooming appointment in January and you'll receive 10% off the session. You can also refer three friends to Wolfgang Grooming and your dog will get one free bath. Wolfgang Bakery and Grooming in Chapel Hill fully supports finding your next pet to pamper through Adopt a Pet on WCHL every Tuesday morning.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happened. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
WCHL News Time is at 6:12. A phone scammer claiming to be a deputy or officer of the Orange County Sheriff's Department Office Warrant Squad is telling potential victims that they may have missed jury duty or a court date. According to reports, the scammer assures his mark that providing a credit card number over the phone will take care of the fine and prevent arrest and prosecution. Sergeant Butch Clark, a crime prevention officer for Orange County, told WCHL that about four or five such complaints have come into the Sheriff's Department since Monday. He says it's not a particularly novel scam.
It's just one that's popped up again. Some of the surrounding counties have had it. Seemed like it goes from county to county.
Some of the other counties where reports of the attempted ruse have surfaced this year include Waite, Mecklenburg, Columbia, Rutherford, Greenville, and Cumberland. Back in May, a 63-year-old woman in Leland reported being conned out of $5,400 in the jury duty grift. There are no leads in Orange County so far. Clark says the crook's number was disconnected when investigators called. The Sheriff's Department never collects fines or cost of court by phone, nor does the IRS, if you happen to have been on the receiving end of that similar phone scam attempt recently. Clark advises people to be smart and to never give personal information over the phone.
The red flag is when they ask for money, ask for personal information. We would never do anything like that.
If you get one of these calls, please contact the Orange County Sheriff's Department at 919-245-2940 or just call 911. Well, we have reached the end of 2014, and as the new year begins, we're taking the time to look back on the year that was. For the next 2 weeks, as part of our annual WCHL year in review, we'll be counting down the top 10 news stories and the top 10 newsmakers of 2014 here in our local community, and we'll continue that today with number 7. Whenever you talk development in Chapel Hill, Roger Perry's name looms large. We get details from WCHL's Elizabeth Friend.
Roger Perry is a Chapel Hill native and president of East West Partners Management Company. Since 1983, East West Partners has developed more residential real estate than any company in North Carolina. Locally, that includes Meadowmont, Downing Creek, and East 54. Perry says the town's notoriously difficult development process has actually enabled him to carve out a niche in Chapel Hill.
One of the strategies of our company has been to take advantage of this very difficult entitlement process and be the only person who really wants to go through the hassle of getting the approval.
Now, as the town of Chapel Hill looks to revamp that development process, Perry and his company are on the vanguard, jumping at the chance to try new zoning and approval procedures. East-West Partners is spearheading the first project in the recently rezoned Ephesus Fordham District. The Village Plaza Apartments will be the test case for the town's experiment with form-based code. Perry has been vocal in his pursuit of a development agreement with the town to govern the build-out of Obie Creek, a 1.5 million square foot mixed-use development planned for 120 acres across from Southern Village. He's made it clear that bringing a big box retailer to Obie Creek is key to the development success.
We have the ability to bring a large retailer to town, and to date, the town has not shown the willingness to accept, you know, a 100,000-foot-plus retailer. But they'll come. They want to be here very much. They'll definitely come.
Perry is also a polarizing figure, known for his bombastic style and his tendency to speak off the cuff to council members and citizens alike. He says this of his critics.
It's a whole lot easier to come out and say something's wrong than it is to say something's right. And so many times in Chapel Hill, we've had folks who get all their vision from their rearview mirror.
Perry says he's eager for Chapel Hill to usher in a new phase of economic development, even if that means his company might face more robust competition from other developers.
Despite what some folks probably say, the best thing that can happen to me and to East-West Partners is for the town of Chapel Hill to do well and to succeed from an economic, social well-being standpoint for its citizens. And I'm fearful that we are losing some of that.
Some in Chapel Hill see his work as an eyesore. Others see an engine for growth. Either way, Perry and East-West Partners will likely continue to make headlines in 2015. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Keep it tuned to WCHL throughout the next 2 weeks as we continue to count down our top 10 news stories and newsmakers of the year. And be on the watch for our annual year-in-review special airing throughout the next couple of weeks, including tonight at 9 o'clock. Right now it's 6:16. And it's time now for traffic, and this report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn. Right now, if you are traveling around the circle on Weaver Dairy Road, if you're going westbound, there is a little bit of patchy ice there, and there's perhaps some areas of patchy ice around the area here and there. Be on the lookout. Also, watch your speeds this morning because there are lots of police and highway patrol out and about to make sure that everyone got home from their New Year's Eve celebrations in one piece. Aside from that, the roads are looking pretty clear out there. And if you have a report that you'd like to phone in to us here on WCHL, be a WCHL Road Warrior. Call us at 919-967-8363. That's 919-967-8363. This report is brought to you by the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar. Savor delectable cuisine prepared with fresh local ingredients created by Executive Chef James Clark and his talented culinary team. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. WCHO weather is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. For the first day of 2015, we're expecting sunny skies today. It's going to be very nice. With highs in the upper 40s, it's going to be cold, but it'll still be very nice. For tonight, partly cloudy during the evening and then becoming mostly cloudy. Not quite as cool tonight. Lows will be in the mid-30s, and then rain creeps into the forecast just in time for the first weekend of 2015. We're expecting cloudy skies tomorrow and a slight chance of rain during the afternoon. Highs will be around 50, the chance of rain at 20%. Tomorrow night, cloudy, 50% chance of rain. Lows in the upper 30s. And on Saturday, rain likely, highs in the upper 40s, and the chance of rain at 60%. Right now, it's 28 outside on this first morning of 2015, and this report is brought to you by Cruisers Convenience Marketplace. Fuel up every morning with Cruisers Fresh Brewed Beans Cafe Coffee, Cappuccino, and Hot Chocolate. Make it your way every day, guaranteed to taste great. It's Cruisers. Good to go. It is now 6:19. And WCHL Championship Sports is brought to you by Franklin Street Realty. Well, to say the least, TCU made a statement yesterday in the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl as the sixth-ranked Horned Frogs not only defeated Ole Miss, but they absolutely clobbered them, handing the Rebels their worst bowl loss in school history. For TCU, it was their most decisive bowl victory ever, as the Horned Frogs win by a score of 42-3 Of course, many felt that TCU never should have been placed out of the college football playoff since they wound up winning their final game of the season decisively, but that didn't turn out to be the case. Ohio State took TCU's spot in that Final Four, and so TCU goes out and they win the Chick-fil-A Peach Bowl in decisive fashion. Meanwhile, Boise State, ranked number 20, did it again at the Fiesta Bowl. They beat Oklahoma there, and now they defeated 10th-ranked Arizona practically in their own backyard. The Broncos dispatch of the Wildcats in what turned out to be the game of the day on New Year's Eve by a score of 38-30. Boise State finishes the year 12-2. They have more 12-win seasons since 2001 than any other FBS program. Meanwhile, late last night, the ACC, done proud by Georgia Tech, the Yellow Jackets decisively beat Mississippi State 49-34. The final, Yellow Jackets finish out the year with a Coastal Division championship and 11-3 mark. Of course, two of those losses came to North Carolina and Duke, but it was a night that belonged to Georgia Tech quarterback Justin Thomas. He threw for one touchdown, and he rushed for 121 yards and three touchdowns. And so Georgia Tech finishes out the year with a bowl victory. Now, coming up today, a historic day in college football because it is the first ever college football playoff semifinal games. It'll all start at 5 o'clock today in Pasadena with the Rose Bowl, where ACC champion Florida State will go up against number 2 Oregon. And then late tonight at 8:30, it will be the number 1 team in the country, Alabama, going up against the aforementioned Ohio State Buckeyes in the Sugar Bowl in New Orleans. The winners will meet next week for the first ever college football playoff national championship. Other bowl games coming up today, it will be the Outback Bowl in Tampa. Auburn takes on Wisconsin. The Cotton Bowl Classic in Arlington, Texas at Jerry World will feature Michigan State versus Baylor. And it will be the Citrus Bowl in Orlando. That one matches up Missouri versus Minnesota. Moving on to college basketball yesterday, number 2 Duke got another big day from Okafor as they defeated Wofford by a score of 84-55. Jahlil Okafor finishes with 24 points and 8 rebounds. Elsewhere in the ACC, Wake Forest ends the 2014 calendar year with a victory as they defeated Princeton 80-66 in Winston-Salem, and it was Syracuse beating Cornell by a score of 61-44. Meanwhile, the Big East and the American Athletic Conferences started conference play yesterday, and it was number 6 Villanova now off to the best start in school history. They defeated Butler by a score of 67-55. The Wildcats are now 13-0. Elsewhere, number 15 St. John's came into the day 11-1, but they have lost their conference opener as the Red Storm fall to the Seton Hall Pirates in Newark, New Jersey, 78-67, the final. Number 16 Wichita State over Drake, 66-58. Ninth-ranked Iowa State knocks off Mississippi Valley State, 83-33. Number 4 Wisconsin wins its conference opener in the Big Ten. They down Penn State in the Kohl Center, 89-72. Number 24, Colorado State didn't have it easy, but they win their conference opener in the Mountain West Conference. And Larry Eustace's Rams still undefeated. They defeated Boise State 71-65. Number 18, Oklahoma wins over George Mason 61-43. And Xavier has a strong second half to surprise number 25, Georgetown in Cincinnati 70-53. NBA from last night, the Charlotte Hornets fall on the road. They lose to the Houston Rockets by a score of 102-83. Hornets are now 10-23 on the year. And it was the Carolina Hurricanes falling in the NHL last night as they wind up losing to Pittsburgh 3-1. Doug Marrone has opted out of his contract with the Buffalo Bills as their head coach after 2 years. So he departs the Bills, who are now searching for a new head coach. This report is brought to you by Franklin Street Realty.
This is Kit Ballew of Franklin Street Realty.
And I'm Sammy Martin. Kit, while you've been out helping people make life-changing decisions, I've been thinking about how people find a house or an agent.
Sammy Martin, all business all the time. You know, I've been thinking about it too. People used to look at the newspaper and pick up their rotary phone, but no more, right? Billboards seem to be making a comeback.
No, they're not. People go to real estate websites. They register and read what some formula says a home is worth. Then the unsolicited calls and emails start.
These sites do the best they can, but our business is about a lot more than numbers. We know the market. They use algorithms.
If an agent wants to be considered an expert in the local market by any of these sites, all they need is a credit card. Every single agent at Franklin Street Realty has lived and worked in Chapel Hill for at least 20 years. That's what expertise is about.
Use the internet for what it's worth, preferably our site, but then call someone who can help you make sense of it all.
Franklin Street Realty at 929-7174. Why would you call anyone else?
The Osgood File. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network. You know, if you park your car illegally on a city street, chances are it will be towed away, no matter how fast you run back to your vehicle.
You see it right now. I got my hand on the door. You want to call police? Please!
Adios, senor!
Please! I got my hand on the door now. You can't tell me if I got my hand on the door now. You know the law, right?
That is a sticky situation, but there is a smart sticker that could help drivers to avoid all that. We'll tell you about it after this. There are many ways to see the wonders of Europe, but let me tell you about the best. Viking River Cruises. Aboard a Viking River cruise, you enjoy a breathtaking tour of one of the great rivers of Europe, such as the Danube or the Rhine, in style and comfort, while you see legendary cities and attractions one after the other. With Viking River Cruises, you enjoy the comforts of a deluxe hotel. Most of the rooms and suites have balconies or verandas. The ship is designed to be spacious and open, so you don't miss a moment of the majestic countryside and historic castles as you sail down the river. Each Viking River cruise carries fewer than 200 passengers. Your outstanding crew and onboard concierge are all at your service. That's why I want to get you aboard a Viking River cruise, to enjoy the experience of a lifetime and explore the world in comfort. To learn more, visit VRC.com or call 1-800-207-7289. That's VRC.com or call 1-800-207-7289. From Germany comes a high-tech sticker for your windshield that is meant to keep away the tow trucks.
In a rush, we often fail to notice no parking signs. Such a little inattention might become very expensive.
The tow stop sticker features the words, "Please don't tow my car away," and it asks any traffic cop who notices it to push their finger on the center of the sticker. That touch will send a text message to your phone letting you know that your car is in danger of being towed. And from there, the theory is, you can reply to the text and your message will pop up on the sticker's screen telling the traffic cop that you are nearby and that you are on your way back to your car. Well, the makers of the tow stop say it's designed to save drivers time and, of course, money. But they also admit that the sticker does not absolutely guarantee that the traffic cop will give you a chance to move your car instead of just calling for a tow truck to take it away. They're raising money online now to put their sticker into production in Germany, and they would eventually like to bring the tow stop to this country. But whether traffic cops here would show similar goodwill remains to be seen. Just ask this guy.
Hey! Bye!
No, hey! This is my automobile!
Hey! You see me?
The Osgood File. I'll see you online at Facebook, Twitter, and at theosgoodfile.com. This is Charles Osgood on the CBS Radio Network.
Every morning, 7 days a week, the bakers at 411 West Italian Cafe make a fresh batch of dough and let it rise. This is the beginning of the famous rolls at 411. When you sit down to order, you get your drink of choice, and you're presented with fresh, warm rolls straight from the oven. It's the perfect prelude to any Italian dish, and it's our way of welcoming you to our restaurant. 411 West's famous dill rolls, the perfect start to a delicious dinner.
AT&T asks, are you that guy? That guy who not only paints his face to cheer on his team, but then paints his entire torso? Well, you don't have to be that guy to prove your fanhood. Switch to AT&T and follow your favorite team like never before. It's much better than perusing the hardware store for this season's color palette of belly paints. You have the speed to get scores, stats, and highlights fast with AT&T. Rethink possible.
Visit att.com or store for details.
Great deals are here to help with holiday shopping needs. Visit ourlocaldeal.com to shop our hot holiday deals page and save at least half off now through December 31st. One of the many merchants you'll find is Top of the Hill Distillery. Get a distillery tour, tasting, and souvenir glass for half off at the only certified organic distillery in the South, located on West Franklin Street in Chapel Hill. Tours run most Thursdays, Fridays, and Saturdays, and reservations are required. Enjoy this fun holiday activity, which makes a great gift for friends or family. Find the hot holiday deals page at ourlocaldeal.com.
Well, thanks for joining us this morning here on WCHL. If you're up bright and early, or perhaps you're just getting home from your New Year's Eve celebration, either way, I don't blame you. Especially if you're just getting home. That means you've done partying the right way. And that's the only way to do it. But hopefully you've done it with a designated driver as well. Well, we're going to have, again, our Year in Review special coming up tonight at 9 o'clock. Aaron Keck will host that, and you can hear from Danny Hooley, Elizabeth Friend, and all the various voices that you hear on WCHL talk about the top 10 stories of the year, and we're going to have another page in that chapter coming up in just a few seconds. But first, WCHL weather, and that is brought to you by the Carolina Inn. For this first day of 2015, we're expecting sunny skies with highs in the upper 40s. Tonight, partly cloudy during the evening. It won't be quite as cool, but it will be mostly cloudy. Lows in the mid-30s. For tomorrow, cloudy, slight chance of rain in the afternoon. Highs around 50, the chance of rain at 20%. Right now, it is 28 outside. This report brought to you by the Carolina Inn's Carolina Crossroads Restaurant and Bar, one of only three Forbes four-star rated restaurants in North Carolina. Carolina Crossroads Restaurant, a favorite place for gourmet cuisine. WCHL News Time is at 6:30. Happy New Year.
If it's happening in our Chapel Hill Carborough community, you will hear about it on 97.9 FM, WCHL, and you'll find it on our website, chapelborough.com.
CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch. People are desperately searching hospitals for loved ones after a New Year's Eve stampede in Shanghai that left at least 35 people dead.
There doesn't seem to be any master list of victims hurt or killed here. And it's been a very chaotic scene of families and friends trying to figure out what happened to their loved ones.
Wall Street Journal reporter James Aretti says hundreds of thousands had crowded into a popular riverfront in the Chinese city.
Something appears to have sparked movement in this tight crowd, and people were pushed and fell down and trampled.
Some witnesses say the stampede started when people scrambled to grab coupons that looked like money being dropped from a building. Others say it began with pushing and shoving on crowded stairs. CBS News Update, I'm Heather Bosch.
WCHL News, talk and Tar Heels at 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Good morning, 6:32, 25 degrees, and Happy New Year. I'm Jeff Hamlin, substituting for Ron Stutz on the WCHL Thursday morning news for this first day of 2015. Well, we have reached the end of 2014, and as the new year begins, we're taking the time to look back on the year that was. For the next 2 weeks, as part of our WCHL Year in Review, we'll be counting down the top 10 news stories and the top 10 newsmakers of 2014 here in our local community. And we'll continue that today with number 7. 2014 was a banner year for development in Chapel Hill as multiple projects that will likely transform the town moved closer to becoming reality. WCHL's Elizabeth Friend has more on new development, our number 7 story of the year.
In May, following months of heated debate, the Chapel Hill Town Council adopted a new type of zoning known as form-based code and applied it to a large swath of land surrounding the Ephesus Church Road, Fordham Boulevard intersection. Here's Town Manager Roger Stancil.
The rezoning creates the opportunity for new tax revenues that allow us to solve problems that the community has not been able to afford to resolve in the past.
The plan calls for the town to reconfigure the intersection of Ephesus Church Road and Fordham Boulevard, extend Elliott Road, and create new mixed-use zones that allow 3 to 7 stories of commercial and residential development. The first project in that area, Village Plaza Apartments, could begin construction early next year. In June, the town council approved a development agreement to expand and renovate the commercial and residential portions of the Glen Lennox neighborhood. That same night, the council voted to enter into formal negotiation for a development agreement on the contentious Obie Creek plan. East-West Partners wants to build 1.5 million square feet of housing and retail across from Southern Village. Roger Perry reminded the council that the concept of Obie Creek has been debated for more than 4 years.
Make a decision tonight. Either to enter into the negotiations subject to these reports or make the decision not to enter into negotiations and quit wasting your time, these folks' time, and our time.
Council negotiations on Obie Creek will continue into the new year with a vote expected in June. 2014 also saw the approval of the graduate apartments behind the Franklin Hotel, the controlled burn of 3 houses to make way for the Southern Village Hotel, the opening of Lux Undergraduate Housing, and the closing of shops at University Square to prepare for its transformation into an 11-story mix of housing and retail. The town council finished out the year with rousing debate about another long-rumored mixed-use development. The Edge, as it's known, is planned for 54 acres on Eubanks Road, adjacent to the town's park and ride lot. The site will include a mix of retail and commercial space with up to 700 residential units. The discussion of that project and its impact on nearby neighborhoods will continue throughout 2015. Underpinning every discussion of economic growth this past year was concern that Chapel Hill is rapidly running out of affordable housing, and efforts by nonprofits and elected officials to increase the supply are falling far short. One idea that gained traction was to use town land in the Ephesus Fordham District to develop low-income housing with Raleigh-based nonprofit DHIC. While Chapel Hill leased and rezoned the land, the plan hit a road bump when DHIC announced their application for tax credits for the plan was not properly completed. In August, the mayors of Chapel Hill and Carrboro held a joint press conference decrying the decision from some local landlords to stop accepting Section 8 vouchers. Here's Chapel Hill Mayor Mark Kleinschmidt.
More than 600 families are beneficiaries of this program today, and it's an instrumental program in providing for affordable housing opportunities for people of low income.
Advocates also worry that renovations to multiple apartment complexes across our area will result in higher rents that drive working families out of town. Concerns about affordability, traffic, sustainability, and neighborhood preservation dominated the public discourse on development in Chapel Hill. That debate was rigorous and at times raucous. With so many large projects in the works, it's likely that debate will rage on in 2015. Mayor Pro Tem Sally Green reminded residents earlier this year to be patient as the process moves forward.
There's just a lot of stuff here to work through, and I think we all have to be patient with each other while we do that. You know, can't go over it, can't go under it, we just got to go through it.
Looking ahead, development may be a top headline for Carrboro next year as well, as the Board of Aldermen revisits Lloyd Farms, Barn Street, the Butler, and the long-vacant CVS lot, while at the same time contemplating an arts and entertainment district. Elizabeth Friend, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Keep it tuned to WCHL throughout the next 2 weeks as we continue to count down our top 10 news stories and newsmakers of the year. And be on the watch for our annual Year in Review special, and that will air throughout the next couple of weeks. You can even catch it tonight at 9 o'clock right here on WCHL. Meanwhile, in head coach Larry Fedora's third year at the helm of the Carolina football team, the Tar Heels finished with a 6-7 record, the first losing campaign for UNC since 2007. Following a lethargic bowl loss to Rutgers, where is the football team headed? With the report, WCHL's Matt Oaks.
It would take a beaming optimist to project much success for the Tar Heels in 2015. Things don't look good. UNC head coach Larry Fedora will have some soul-searching to do in the offseason for a number of reasons other than the disappointing finish to the season that saw the Tar Heels get outscored 75-28 in their final two games. Most concerning, however, may be the penalties. UNC was one of the most penalized teams in the nation, collecting 93 penalties in the regular season alone. It's tough to point to one glaring issue either in that department. The yellow flags have come from everywhere on the field for a multitude of infractions. Not to mention, it was a historically awful year for a Carolina defense that routinely surrendered north of 40 points per contest and was gashed in every way possible, including a whopping 5 yards per opponent rushing attempt. Yikes. Many players have voiced their frustration with the complexity of learning the 4-2-5 system employed by recently fired defensive coordinator Vic Koning. But yet, the Tar Heels didn't change anything for the bowl game in Koning's absence. Will Coach Fedora and whoever the new defensive coordinator ends up being see fit to move over to a more comfortable 4-3 formation moving forward? We'll have to wait and see. An even better question may be, how will the coaching staff build excitement and energy heading into spring ball with no momentum and a team that seems more divided than ever? Just take a look at some of the honest but pointed comments from senior safety Tim Scott, junior quarterback Marquise Williams, and sophomore receiver Ryan Switzer in the locker room in Detroit just last week. Luckily for Carolina, there may be a glimmer of hope. A majority of the team will be returning next fall, including an infusion of a few highly touted recruits, like talented New Bern cornerback Mike Hughes. But for now, it's clear the Tar Heels have hit close to rock bottom. The question is, can they pick themselves back up? Matt Oaks, 97.9 FM, WCHL.
Right now, 6:39 here on 97.9 FM, WCHL. Hold on. I want to get comfortable here. There we go. All right, there we go. No, I'm fine. All right, 6:39, and it is 25 degrees outside. Hope you're doing well on this New Year's Eve morning. Lots of bowl games going on throughout the day today, and I would bet it pays to be a gym owner on days like this one, because you know the gyms are going to be packed on January 1st, January 2nd, and I'm going to be right there in there with a lot of other people trying to lose weight, and I'll bet you those gyms start to fall off around Valentine's Day, that the membership begins to fall off, participation begins to fall off. Don't want to be a naysayer, but I would bet that that's pretty much the theme. If you ride by a gym today, just watch how full it is. It's going to be full of people on treadmills, on elliptical machines, watching football bowl games, listening to whatever music they have. Or maybe I'm just speaking off the cuff about myself here. But you watch. I mean, seriously, this is a day where it pays to be a, and this is really a time of year where it pays to be a gym owner, when you get right down to it. So, Nikki Morris is sleeping in today. She will be back in tomorrow. And Ron Stutz will be back in. His holiday vacation will be over. He'll be back in on Monday. So Ron will be back, and then things will be back to normal. More people will be back at work. It's what we like to call the end of holiday vacation, unfortunately. We have to put away the Christmas trees, have to put away all those wonderful displays that we only get to see just for a few weeks every year. But that's what makes it the holidays. Ron and Freddie Kiger left behind a trivia question, so if you want a trivia question and a $10 gift card to Cruiser's Convenience Marketplace to start out 2015, you'll have the opportunity to do that coming up here in just a moment here on WCHL. So stay tuned. We'll also have a commentary coming up from Lou Margolis on why we should get rid of all the reviews. That's coming up in just a second.
Listen at home or while you work with live streaming on chapelboro.com. 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
When you save money and join the 97% of people who are satisfied with GEICO, it's hard not to give yourself a big thumbs up. But why do we humans use the thumb to express approval? Here, I extend my stubbiest of digits in your honor. Some human behaviors don't make sense. And some do, like switching your car insurance to GEICO, which people have been doing for over 75 years. And that's worthy of a big thumbs up. Perhaps two.
GEICO. 15 minutes could save you 15% or more on car insurance.
This is Dr. Adam Goldstein with the University of North Carolina Department of Family Medicine and Your Health Radio. Do you need help to understand health insurance on the marketplace? Join us at a free event on Saturday, February 7th, 9 o'clock to 3 p.m. at the University of North Carolina General Internal Medicine Department, 102 Mason Farm Road, Chapel Hill, where you can discuss your questions with the counselor. Call 919-966-2276, extension 238 for details. The number again is 919-966-2276, extension 238.
Local news all day, breaking news whenever it happens. This is 97.9 FM, WCHL, Chapel Hill Carborough's news, talk, and Tar Heel station.
And now, WCHL presents the commentators.
This is Lou Margolis. Let's stop the clock on instant replays in college sports. No reviews, no reconsiderations, no challenges, no huddling by referees waiting endlessly for some digitally empowered official to make a pronouncement from on high. Let's just stop this irrational practice before it really gets out of hand. These are games, after all. Games. Competitive activities for the amusement of players or spectators. The joy of sport is not enhanced, in fact, likely diminished, when short-circuited by a misguided desire to somehow capture perfection in officiating. The players, talented, devoted, impressive, sometimes beyond belief, are not perfect. I'd suggest that part of the thrill for spectators is the high drama of awesomely talented athletes challenging each other, sometimes beyond what us weekend warriors can even imagine. Games are fundamentally different from neurosurgery or sending rocket ships to the moon, where checklists and other techniques help imperfect humans come close to perfection because the potential costs of failure are so devastatingly high. We cannot, in fact, even define perfection in sports because there are so many interacting and moving parts. What looks perfect to you may not at all look perfect to me. In some sports, every scoring play is reviewed. Why? Other reviews take place when a human official has made a judgment and another human objects. Why do we limit reviews in this way? After all, we have the technical capacity, with super slow motion, to review every movement by every player. Digital eyes can see what humans cannot, so shouldn't we simply call a penalty every time a player surreptitiously holds another's jersey or puts an elbow where it is not supposed to be? Indeed, we already have this digital capacity playing out in the billion-dollar video game industry. Let's just drop the live contests, the noise, the traffic, the parking, the expensive tickets, and play games on our perfect computers. The case for review perhaps can be made for professional sports because millions of dollars are at stake with contracts populated by incentive clauses and bonuses that benefit from precise measurement. A home run, a three-pointer, a first down can each make huge financial differences for professional players and coaches. In contrast, college sports are for education and the love of the game, aren't they? Getting rid of professional accoutrements, such as instant replay, would be a statement that college sports are for students instead of for professional athletes. This is Lou Margolis.
Is there a local issue you care about? You're invited and encouraged to contribute your own views on this or any other issue.